HKX Mobile.
Hello, Patrick. NZOTR stationary.
And I'm assuming Miss Bernice is close by?
We're here cleaning a cantaloupe right at the moment and getting ready for some bell burgers for dinner. Back many years ago, when I was in the service and we were together in California, we'd go to the Taco Bell up at Milpitas, California, by the Naval Air Station, and we would get bell burgers. And what they are is basically a taco on a hamburger bun.
That makes sense now.
Better than tacos. The tacos are all right, but they're pretty sharp and can cut you at times, and they fall apart once you start to eat them. I don't know. Bell burger's almost as bad, but anyways, they're good. How's your day going?
Pretty good. Finished up a little early today and just started home.
Put an eye doctor appointment for Bernice this morning. Everything turned out as good as could be expected. And then come back home and gathered eggs and ate a piece of her chocolate cake. And, oh, is that the best chocolate cake I ever ate? And had some nice lasagna last night and before that. And that chocolate cake's out of this world. I had a little bit of problem here this afternoon with dizziness, and I don't know why. So I took one of them Dramamine, they call it Bonine pills. I had that one other time, and a couple years ago. Affects your balance a little bit, but, I'm a little unbalanced anyways. Yeah, too much.
So what else you been up to other than just eating?
But nothing much. I'm kind of boring. Oh, I was trying to figure out how to install a radio in our new car. And they don't make them for ham radios for some reason.
They don't make them where you can install anything in them anymore.
I think I got it figured out. Biggest problem is getting the power from the battery up front back to the trunk. But I got a neighbor that's pretty good at that. And I'm in no hurry for it. That's the only bad part of trading vehicles. I miss that a lot. And so I'll get it in there. That thing's like trying to fly an F-16, I'll tell you.
What did you end up with?
Well, we bought another Avalon, a Toyota. It's the last year they made them. And Bernice was browsing and the other night, and she spotted that, and I was satisfied. We had looked at one a few months ago, and I turned it down, but this was a 2022. It's the last year they made them, and it only had 8,700 miles on it, and an older couple had it up a Hickory. Never been there. That's a pretty drive.
And it lives out there.
Yeah, it's about 90 miles up there. It's, or 99. It's a pretty fair piece.
85.
No, you get my age, you try to avoid 85 like the plague, and there's a bunch of construction going on up that ways, I think. And so I wanted to see the country anyways, and so did Bernice, so we went up the side roads. But, and through the little towns and that, and we always like that. People are friendly, and I don't know. I just like the country.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know.
It's more my Kansas style, I guess. I like small towns. We was raised in a small town, and Guys, I think Bernice's graduating class was something like 39.
Small class. Even where I'm at, when I graduated, my class had 150 in it, I believe. Now my wife's class, she only had 65 in hers.
It was about 25.
There you got it from the horse's mouth.
If they can give you some personal attention that way, the teachers can spend time helping you.
It was a small class. Oh, times have changed. I remember her telling me after we got married, well, even before we got married, she got a job at a printing company when she graduated, and had the first telephone installed on the farm when she was 18.
Well, I know growing up, we still had party lines until I was, probably close to a teenager.
It was a party line, and people don't even know what a party line is now, but I guess when the phone would ring, it'd ring so many times, and it was yours, and if it wasn't, it was the neighbor that was on the party line. Or you could pick the phone up, and somebody was talking, you just hung it up.
We graduated up to the infamous rotary phone.
In a dual-tone multi-frequency touch-tone one. Pretty amazing, and the kids don't even know what that is. My grandma had one of those ones that, you know, was a round base and then like a stick and then the megaphone-like thing on it when I was real little.
My grandmother had one of those. I remember it. I was young when she had it, so I never used it or anything like that, but we didn't have cable until, I don't know, it's late 80s.
I even remember when Mom and Dad got cable, but it was up in there someplace. But oh boy, yeah, the good old days, Patrick. We had over the air for years, and we only had three TV stations up there where we lived in Kansas. When we left up there 13 years ago, that's all you could get was three stations. Now I got about 50 down here over the year.
And we didn't have remote controls either. The kids with the remote control, hey, yep, change the channel. Move the old rabbit ears and spin aluminum foil around on it trying to get the stations tuned in better.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know how much good it done, but I remember that. You know, Grandma Walker, she had one of those big Zenith radios with the rotary dial on the front of it and the push buttons all over it and that. And I remember that. It was about, 4 feet tall. Ran on vacuum tubes.
That, remember when Grandpa went and got, my mom's dad, went and got this big old cabinet stereo. I mean, that thing was huge and heavy. Mercy, was that thing heavy.
This is Daryl TR. Yeah, they used to get them. They had a record player and a TV set and a radio all in one big. Remember, my neighbor had one. It was blonde. The wood was.
Yeah, this one didn't have the TV in it, but it had the stereo and the record player in it, and you kept the vinyl albums over on the other side, other pocket, and the lid slid back out of the way. I don't know whatever happened to that thing, but it was around for a long time.
Walker had one of those Victrolas that had those records. They were 78s, and they were about a quarter inch thick, and you had to wind it up there on the right side with that handle and let her rip.
Mistaken, my dad's mom and dad, there's still one down in the basement, one of those. I don't know if it works anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's still down there.
It's fun. finally got rid of it. Mom didn't want it, and we didn't want it, but we didn't have that big a house where you had room for everything under it. But Granny Walker, she had a rest home for years. I remember that, going over visiting the rest home. And you'd walk in, you smell that homemade bread being made. Oh, that was great. Bernice made homemade bread last night, but it crashed. It come out where you could have used, yeah, like a ball bat or a frisbee. And that's unusual. Usually it's delicious.
That happens. And you just do away with it, move on.
This was excellent. So, boy, I'll tell you what, we went up towards Chad's last night. And we ran into a toad soaker. Did you run into that?
Made it home before that hit. Thank goodness I made it up this mountain. And I was sitting there watching it come across, so, as I was going up.
I'm telling you, it was almost the point you had to stop. And they're resurfacing that road going out there. And they had filled... where the last part that was going to resurface was really rough, so they filled those potholes with just gravel. You know, it was black like asphalt, but it wasn't. And as we went out, they were full, and it made bumps. But as we come back, it was all washed out. There wasn't nothing there, so there were chuck holes.
Nice and safe, isn't it?
But I'll have the rest of it done. Yeah, I got a scratch on one of my rims going home a while ago, and I'm almost certain that was from a chuck hole down the road here on 101, because I haven't curbed it or hit anything with it. It didn't make a dent or nothing, but it scratched the paint a little bit. Really ticked me off.
I tell you, the roads are rough. Some of the roads around here are really rough. Like going out 290, that is just horrible. From 25 over to Wade Hampton out toward Greer, that stretch of 290 is just horrible.
Yeah, it's really getting bad. We come down that one, what is that, Old Rutherford Road, is that what it is? And we go down the road from the O'Neill with Easton there to the second stoplight and hang a right, and it brings you out up on Wade Hampton up there, all pretty near Joey's Fireworks. And I'm telling you, that thing's a mess. They had it on Fox News the other night. I think they plan to resurface it, but in the meantime, you just dodge holes all the way down it. And I hate to even drive down there. I've been taking the truck instead of the car now and then, but it's ridiculous. Otherwise, you got to go down 101 all the way to Wade Hampton. That used to be, you'd see, four, five, six cars. Now, every time you go just past the Cunningham Fire Department, it's backed up from the stoplight.
Sometimes I have to cut through that area right there, and it is just an absolute nightmare. Just can't find another good way around it to get where I need to go.
Here by the old mill, you turn just before you get to that, to the right, and it's just ridiculous. If you go down there right now at between 3 and 6 o'clock, it'll be bumper to bumper for half a mile up through there.
Afternoon, I'll be traveling through that area, and it's crazy right around that time. I usually end up, it takes me 20 minutes to get through there, through those two stoplights.
We're just north of that, just north of the Cunningham Fire Department, two roads up there, and then over to the right, if you're going north, and, it's just, it's ridiculous. That all used to be horses and cattle out there where them 400 houses are in that O'Neill addition.
Started my tour out. They just started on that housing development there on the left, just past Cunningham Fire Department, and they've really grown up through there.
Over 400 houses out in there last time I heard. Oh, boy. That's just, it's changed a lot. Leastwise, we're over here on the east of 101 and two streets north of the Cunningham Fire Department. If you're going north, you turn right, and there's a big hill there. And so it's still like being out in the country, and we love it because we don't have to see those stupid houses out there on the slabs. Well, if they ever get a windstorm in there and those houses built on slabs, I don't know if they'd hold up or not, Patrick.
Depends on how much steel plate tie-downs, I guess, or anchors they put in there to hold it down.
Well, they anchor them, but it just doesn't sound very substantial. After living in Kansas, I know what it could be like up there. And if they get a bad windstorm through there, there ain't going to be nothing left but fiddlesticks.
I pray they would never find out. But then you got that big housing development going on, being up there next to, or right across the road from Sandy Flat Store. And I don't know how big that thing's going to be, but it's going to be huge. And then there's another one, can't remember the name of the road, but if you're heading back down toward Greer, on the left, it's the next, what is it, not, there's nothing really, there's, the psychic reader is right there now, that light there. If you go out back to the right, there's another development going in there, if I'm not mistaken.
We're on Gap Creek Road, in front of the Greer High School, there's one there, and then there's, another one down the road from it, and there's one right there at Vaughn's Packing Corner. It's going on the right side of the road back in there. I don't know how many acres it is, but that one across from the Greer High School is huge.
On that area in quite some time. I used to have a customer out there, but I don't go out there. That's not my area anymore. But I remember when they were doing the grading for that. It looked like it was
going to
be huge.
And down there by the Greer Golf Course now, you look over to the left and you can just see for about a mile up there, and it's just house after house and condo after condo. It's not changed a bit.
Yeah, that's the main problem, is they're not upgrading the infrastructure before they let all those houses go in there and then coming in and trying to do it, and it's just making a mess out of things.
Tearing the snot out of the roads. Man, I mean, tell you, they run all those heavy trucks and that across them, and they just weren't built for that. That tears them up, and then the traffic has increased exponentially. It's bad. Well, I better get ready and go out and check on the chickens. Are you headed for home now?
I am coming up on the foot of the mountain, so that's good timing, Tom. Good to talk to you and Miss Bernice this afternoon. Hadn't got a chance to talk to y'all in a couple days, but glad to hear from you. So y'all be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
And I saw Chad yesterday, and he's doing just great. He's really doing a lot better. He had a rough go there for a while, so we were very happy to see that. 73's Patrick, take care. KO4HKX and 0OTR.
73 Patrick, KN4GFW.
Just a minute, I'll be out of range and appear here shortly, but I can hang out for just a few minutes.
I want to say hey, hope your day went well.
I got your text message, but I hadn't had a chance to look it over yet.
It was just a floor plan pick.
I I'll take a look at it when I get stopped. And how was your day?
Played catch up, a little bit busy. And they did some of my job, but not all of it. So just played catch up, had to run out, pick up a few things, some special welding rods and stuff like that.
Taking a couple days off is always returning to work with more to do.
I needed some welding wire that was called Inconel. I used it for welding up Hastelloy.
Welding supply place and pick that up, or you got a special order?
The welding supply place in town had some, and they had already called it yesterday and told them I'd be down today to pick them up.
Again, I'm losing the repeater, so I'm going to say 7-3, because I'm starting to climb up the mountain. Yeah, be careful on the way home. Tell Miss Susan we say hello. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
All right, 7-3, have a good one. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.